Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Age Is Murph. Today on the show, we have brand new music from Lexi Hayden, Sydney Lett, and Dallas Rangdon. We'll also be talking about our interviews with both Dallas and Lexi over the years. This is going to be fun. And now, I know we haven't had Indie Country Radio over the last probably 2 or 3 weeks, and we've had some slight tech difficulties with the setup, but we're back, folks. And before we hop into this week's countdown, let me take you back to now 3 weeks ago now, I think it is, and let you know where we last left off. At number 3 last week, we had Honey County with their brand new single Chess. And at number 2, the last time, we had Carolyn Miller with her brand new single Remember Love. And the number 1 song 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago actually, was Tennille Arts with Growing Old Young. And now who's ready to hop into this week's countdown? The artist coming in this week at number 3 is another very, very dear friend of mine. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Dallas Remington after we hear her brand new single, When Not Radio. Coming in this week at number 3 on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Well, that Stetson might have bought you a night in Abilene, but you sure knew how to sell that smile. And down in well, that Stetson might have bought you a night in Abilene, but you sure knew how to sell that smile. And down in New Orleans, any girl'd go crazy if they saw you in Cheyenne. With just one, hey darling, they'd be in the palm of your hand. Yeah, you might spread that charm from town to town, but once you get a taste, you're gonna wanna settle down. 'Cause I ain't no
you will, but you won't get over me fast as them horses.
night in Abilene.
And coming in this week, number three, that was Dallas Remington with her brand new single, One Night Rodeo. From Sequence Camouflage, Dallas Remington is a country artist who knows who she is and what she wants. Dallas is a Kentucky girl with a passion for life, music, and her faith. She's working diligently to establish herself as a country music artist, and her passion for playing the guitar and performing began at around 9 years old. Dallas travels and sings at fairs, festivals, churches, and various music venues, and so the scene will always be part of me. Whether I'm singing at church, on the street, on a flatbed trailer, or somewhere in Nashville, I love every minute. She performed a variety of songs from her original like Uncommon Man, and Hunting Season, to coverage of new country artists such as Miranda Lambert and Marian Morris. She's a member of the CMA, BMI, the National Songwriters Association, and National. She currently works with Road Warrior Records and Three Arrows Publishing International. In 2020, Dallas' single "Uncommon Man," co-written with Courtney Rumbacher, won WBCW Florida Country Radio Single of the Year. It also won the 2019 Red Lodge Songwriters Contest. Recently, Dallas appeared on RFD TV, Today in Nashville, 615 Hideaway, and Nashville Access with Kimo Wallace. She volunteers in Nashville for Hope. Or for a hospitality house, Hope Ministries, and Emory, Kentucky, for the annual Touring for Tots. Music has allowed Dallas to travel and perform in many places, but one that she was close to her was a shepherd's melody for the elderly, and she was just 2 years old. Performing from weekly at long-term care and assisted living facilities for 7 years. And let me tell you guys a little bit about where you can. See Dallas perform if you want to catch a show of hers. I'm not really seeing any shows for Dallas pop up. So if anything changes, I will definitely let you guys know. But anyway, that was Dallas Remington with her brand new single, One Night Rodeo. Now, I've had the pleasure of having Dallas on the show a time or two, and folks, she's such a sweetheart. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I need to reach out and see if we can have her back. Hopefully, sometime soon. And now, before I get to this week's number two song, I think I need to send out well wishes to Alexi Hayden, who is recovering from a recent, albeit very short, hospital stay. So if you're out there listening, Lexi, we're all thinking about you. Anyway, speaking of Lexi Hayden, the number two song, song of this week is Lexi's new one, Pretty Damn Close. So, with that being said, here is Lexi Hayden coming in this week at number two with our brand new single, Pretty Damn Close, on Indie Country Radio. Here you go.
Bed was always made, 'cause I was sleeping in yours. We were pretty.
Was at number two. That was Lexi Hayden with her brand new single, Pretty Damn Close, drawing inspiration from all corners of country music, ranging from royalty like Dolly Parton and the Chicks to younger trailblazers such as Marion Morris, Casey Musgraves, and Brothers Osborne. Virginia-born singer-songwriter Lexi Hayden has always sought to tap tap into one particular attribute that these influences body to her, which is honesty. Hayden's EP, You Heard Her Out, produced by Derek George and engineer producer Julian King, drew critical acclaim from outlets such as the Bobby Bones Show and Worlds of Country. The seven songs released off the EP gained traction on Spotify and Apple Music, showcased on various playlists, including New Music Nashville, Fresh Finds, New Boots, Country Risers, New and Country, and CMT's Next Woman in Country. Between both Apple Music and Spotify, Hayden's music has garnered over a million total streams. Amy Brown from the Bobby Bones Show, such as singles, sad songs, and some of them came from the EP for their Women of Our Heart Country segment that aired on all 150-plus Our Country stations across the U.S. In 2021, Hayden released three new singles, Another Friend, Take Me Home, and What You Just Heard, Pretty Damn Close. The three songs were featured on numerous Spotify playlists, such as New Music Nashville, Fresh Finds, and Young Nashville, while Take Me Home sparked a trend on TikTok with over 600 users making videos to the song. Take Me Home and Pretty Damn Close then went on to be featured on the Women of Our Heart Country show, marking a national radio debut for Hayden songs once again. Besides being an artist, Hayden prides herself on being a songwriter as well. She's had songs recorded by artists such as the Springs, Dixie J, Lexi Wyman, and Penn Priscilla Block for the single My Bar that went to country radio in January of this year. The song marks Hayden's first song to be officially released to country radio as a single. And let me tell you guys about any shows like she has coming up. And I'm not seeing any shows for Alexi either, but every time I mention Lexi Hayden's name, I need to mention how we first met. I had been invited several years ago to a fan club party for my friends the Springs, and Lexi and several other artists were opening the show. So I would try to make it a point at any and every show that I can to go up to the artist and sort of introduce myself after their set, you know, and just say, hey, I enjoyed your set, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure if she remembers this or not, but I did that with Lexi and we got a picture and that was that. So anyway, like I said, that was Lexi Hayden coming in this week, number two with her brand new single, Pretty Damn Close. Now, the artist coming in at number one this week. I always love when we get to play an artist's debut single on the show. I absolutely love it. This is from a brand new brand new artist, Sydney Lapp. This is called I'm Over It. And it debuts this week at number one on Indie Country Radio. Here we go. Coming in this week at number one, that was Sydney Lett with her brand new single, I'm Over It. Sydney Lett started playing guitar and singing at the age of 10. Her musical inspiration comes from listening to her grandfather's country music, which included Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash, and Dolly Parton. Lett's first self-promoted concert was in 2010, called Frets for Pets, to benefit the local animal shelter in Eaton, Iowa, where she raised $5,000. Sydney was introduced to NASCAR through singing the national anthem for several NASCAR races at Iowa Speedway. She continues several friendships within the sport today. In 2012, she wrote a song called Angels Still Cry, about the tragedy at Sandy Hook. And the song was included on a compilation CD to raise money for the victims' families, as well as Skills Musical Arts, Skills Music and Arts program. Sydney has performed in Newtown, Connecticut for some of the victims' families in the community. 2014 was a turning point, with a move to Nashville, Tennessee, signing with a Nashville manager, and releasing Crazy Good Wonderful Life to radio. The 25-year-old has several tour dates already under her a glittery Western belt, playing at the Mississippi Songwriter Festival, Pensacola Songwriter Festival, the Floribama, and several Monster Jam arenas in Iowa, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Ohio. In November 2017, she performed at the UTA convention at Paris in Las Vegas as the headliner. She has also performed with several notable country music entertainers, including Blake Shelton, Diamond Rio, Terry Clark, Jared Newman, Rodney Atkins, Gretchen Wilson, John Party, Joe Nichols, Lone Star, Sammy Kershaw, Ricochet, and Leon Rimes, and more. Sydney released Chasing Trains Radio in 2020, and is currently working on an album with Nashville rap producer Danny Rader, who is the 2016 ACM Specialty Musician of the Year Award winner, a six-time CMA Specialty Instrument Award winner, and a three-time Guitar Award winner. Look out for Sydney's newest song release, which you just heard, not this week. And there you have it, folks. That'll do it for this week's Indie Country Radio. Now, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome the incredibly talented Miss Katie Beth to the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.